Sometimes when you want to solve big problems, you need a contest. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Ninety-four years ago, Charles Lindbergh became the first person to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. One of the reasons was to win $25,000 in prize money. The Ortig Prize was one of the inspirations for the modern X Prize, a competition aimed at solving big problems. The latest one to be announced is sponsored by Elon Musk, who promised $100 million for carbon removal technology to combat climate change. Musk's own SpaceX was likely inspired by the first ever X Prize, launched in 1996. It offered $10 million to whoever could build a privately financed, reusable spaceship. Anousheh Ansari is the CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation. She says that first prize created an industry.
It's very easy to look at how many commercial space companies existed, how much funding was going to them. You know, as an entrepreneur, when I look at it and I see how this $10 million brought in $100 million into the teams who competed, and then now I look at the industry that's been created and the level of activity, I think we can clearly draw a line that will show an exponential growth because of, just changing the mindset and changing what was believed to be possible through this competition.
Well, and it's so interesting because $10 million is, of course, a lot of money. But in terms of seeding an industry, it's really not. Right. If you had invested $10 million with a single company, as opposed to planting it as a seed and letting all these flowers grow, you wouldn't really have an ecosystem.
Absolutely. With a competition, you basically don't give the money to anyone until they show you that they have the solution. So you're guaranteed a solution before you spend the money. So what better way to really get what you want? And I think it's a beautiful model, especially when you have problems that are complex and that innovation has been stagnant and competition can really change the game in those situations.
Tell me how you decide what should be a prize. It sounds like most recently, Elon Musk is providing $100 million for a prize focused on carbon removal. Google has put up money for one on lunar spaceflight. The Barbara Bush Foundation put up money for adult literacy. Do the funders determine the prize, or does XPRIZE also help sort of shape the direction?
The prize design is done by XPRIZE team, internal team. Our work right now is in three main domains. Our equity domain, which it's access to clean water, food, nutrition, health, education. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, we look at environment, which is just looking at our ecosystem and making sure that our impact on it is not damaging, so creating a sustainable life for us and for the rest of the species on this planet. And the last one is more aspirational, which is looking at exploration and that desire for, you know, expanding our knowledge and understanding of the world.
So you really, as you're describing this, XPRIZE really sets the agenda. And then you find essentially someone who is aligned who would want to fund a prize?
Yes, we look for sponsors who have, sort of mission that aligns with our work in any of these areas. And we are also, as everyone has pivoted and evolved with the pandemics, we've also added a new layer to that. So we are working toward a set of conversations around each one of these topics I just use as examples and come up with top 10 ideas in each area with our expert community, and then put those ideas to vote with reaching out to the general public.
It sounds like a collaborative process that involves a lot of voices. There's been a lot of conversation about, you know, philanthropy, billionaire philanthropy, in some cases guiding the values of society. Certainly XPRIZE has a huge potential impact if you can create an entire industry with one prize. How important do you think that collaborative process is to kind of being a little bit of a check and balance in terms of your impact?
The whole concept of the competition is about democratizing innovation to bring different ideas from across the world to solve the problem. So we need to make sure that we do that at the core of our own work. And the result is that we see teams who come to compete, they are competing, but also we see the teams even collaborating with each other sometimes to win the prize. And we help actually foster that through introducing teams together. If we see one is advancing in one area and another team is advancing in a different area, and by combining their effort, they can actually have a higher chance of winning.
Let's talk about this newly announced prize, the $100 million X Prize for carbon removal. You know, there are those who say that by focusing on that, we'll lose sight of more sustainable goals like reducing emissions. What made you decide that this was still worth pursuing at a really high level?
Even if we start transforming our industries to all these types of approaches and solutions, we still won't be able to do enough in time to get to the 1.5-degree goal mark that we have. And frankly, as long as the way we take the carbon out of the atmosphere is efficient, cost-effective, and it achieves the end result, I think that's more important than philosophical disagreement over the approach. And that's what we're aiming to do with this competition.
Tell me just quickly before I let you go about the nuts and bolts of designing a competition. Like, who are the judges?
So we actually, in the design process, we create a brain trust and a group of experts. And we look into the future and try to imagine, you know, if this problem was solved, what would that future look like? And then from that point, we work backwards to understand what are some of the barriers that's not allowing us to reach that future. We try to basically pull that future forward and accelerate those breakthroughs basically to happen faster so we can both shape the future that we end up with and also get to that future faster. We always use third-party judges, so no one inside the organization actually is part of the judging panel.
And then how do you decide on the time horizon?
It's as part of the prize design. So we do extensive interviews with people who are working on these types of breakthroughs. Again, the researchers who've been looking at the field and understand what needs to take place. It's not an exact science, to be honest. At the end of the day, we look at something that's audacious but achievable.
Yeah. And then I guess finally, I wonder how important is the money? Certainly, you know, some of the prizes have gotten bigger. This carbon removal prize is very big. But is that really the motivation, do you think, at the end of the day?
It's not the only motivation, but I think we also look at the prize purse to make sure that it's sort of proportional to the level of effort and the investment by the teams in designing and building the prototypes and winning the competition. Mm-hmm. So if we put a $1 million prize for someone who needs to build a, you know, $50 million hardware, you know, that hardly will move the needle for them to decide to compete. But if they can recover most of their investment, if they win the prize, then that becomes a different equation. So that's the balance we try to achieve. I mean, even if you look at the Ansari X Prize, the team that won the competition was funded by Paul Allen in the tune of $30 million to win the $10 million prize. So the prize purse just reduces the investment and the risk that the teams are taking to build the technology to win the prize.
Anusha Ansari is CEO of the X Prize Foundation. And now for some related links. Just for fun, there's more reading on the relationship between the Ortig Prize that Lindbergh won and the X Prize over at marketplacetech.org, and some more history about older prizes, like one for a human-powered helicopter capable of vertical takeoff and landing. Over a period of about 30 years, the prize money for that went from $20,000 to $250,000. That prize was finally won in 2013. And we've got more details on that Elon Musk prize announced on Earth Day. The $100 million will be split up into various time-based milestones and among different groups, with the biggest pot of $50 million to be awarded to the first place winner in 4 years. Now, most experts agree we need to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2050 in order to avoid catastrophic warming. A lot of climate targets built in some kind of carbon capture technology, which, as we discussed on this show a few weeks back, doesn't exist at scale yet. So hopefully this is the kind of XPRIZE that will kickstart an entire very urgently needed and fast-moving set of efforts. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. It's listeners like you who make Marketplace Tech possible. When you donate $7 a month, you can get our new Liquid Assets Mason Jar mug, along with some cocktail and mocktail recipes from Marketplace hosts, including a couple from me. Get yours by becoming a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org/givetech. And cheers.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.